Lord, you have examined me. You know all about me. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know well everything I do. Psalm 139, 1 to 3. And if you don't know this psalm, many of you will, if you don't know this psalm, go home and read it, because it's an amazing psalm in all sorts of ways and resonates with us on all sorts of levels. So go home, and whether you do or don't know it, go home and read it. But you have examined me. Children have been learning this all week. Lord, you have examined me. What does that make you think of? Perhaps it makes you think of doing exams at school, which is not a very pleasant thought, is it? When we do exams at school, they're testing what we know about certain subjects, the gaps in our knowledge and all that sort of thing. And it can be scary. It can be anxious. It can be a terrible experience. You know, we have all kinds of gaps in our knowledge. There's so much we don't know, even about ourselves. God has no gaps in his knowledge at all. He knows everything there is to know, and he knows everything about us. We might feel, if God gave us an exam, surely we would fail, wouldn't we? But in some other versions, the version I grew up knowing, it says something, it's a different word it uses. It says, Lord, you have searched me. Lord, you have searched me. Now, I don't know if you've ever been searched at all. Perhaps if you're waiting to go on an aeroplane, or maybe to go into a football match or something like that. That's quite a scary thing as well. Even if you know perfectly well you don't have anything to be scared of, what if somebody's put something on your person somewhere that you don't know about? That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? God has searched us. God knows everything about us. He looks right deeply into us. And again, that's scary, isn't it? He sees everything I do. He knows everything I've ever done. He hears everything I say, everything I've ever said, including the things I mutter under my breath so that nobody hears. He hears. And he knows every single thought up here that I've ever had. And that's astonishing, isn't it? That's quite scary. Sometimes we can be afraid of what people know about us. We can be afraid of what people think about us. We feel anxious because of what other people think about us. And when I think that, I think to myself, well, you know, and I've said this before here, you could be judgmental about all kinds of things. Quite rightly, you could criticize me quite rightly and quite justly for all kinds of things about me. I could make you a list right here and now. I could make you a longer list than you know. God's list about me would be even longer still. If you could see what was in my heart and see if you could see what's in my head, your little list would seem very, very trivial. God sees everything about us. And that can be quite a scary thought, can't it? But you know, there's another way we think about being examined that might not be quite so, well, it might be scary, but it's a bit more positive perhaps. You know, if there's something wrong with you, you're not feeling too good and you don't know what it is, you might go to the doctor and they might examine you to find out what's wrong with you. In fact, they might send you away to get a scan or an x-ray or something like that. I think I've lost weight. Wow, that's amazing. I'm still there. The doctor, and that's, you know, it's scary to go along to the doctors and you don't know what's wrong with you. You might be worried about what he might find. But what an amazing thing if the doctor can find out what's wrong with you and then make you better with their knowledge, what they know, what they understand. They can make you better. Isn't it better that the doctor knows about you? That you can find out. Us men are particularly bad. We like to moan and complain about our illnesses and aches and pains, but we hate going to the doctors about them. Well, sometimes we lack courage because we don't know what they're going to find. But actually, it's much better if the doctor can treat us. You know, God is the great doctor. He is the great physician, people used to say. That's an old word meaning doctor, physician. He knows what's wrong with us. He looks into our hearts and sees exactly what's wrong with us. Much more than we know. We don't know. He knows. But even better still, he knows how to put it right. And when he examines us, he can see because he wants to put it right. And so that's so although it might be scary to think that he knows everything about us, actually it's much better that he does know everything about us. And there's something else about if somebody knows you really, really well as well. If somebody knows you really, really well and they want to give you a present, then they're much more likely, if they know you well, thank you, Susie, that's lovely, then if they know you well, to give you something that you'll really, really appreciate or benefit from, won't they? There we go. Susie, you know me so well. Who can tell me? What does that say? You read the title for me?
Day Walks in the Brecon Beacons.
Day Walks in the Brecon Beacons. Whoa. Wonderful. Let me not get distracted. Right. I remember in the early days when I was going out with Kate, you know, you're just starting to get to know each other. You don't know each other at that point at all, but you're just starting to get to know each other and you want to share your interests and passions with each other. And I thought, I know what I must do. I must get her to read what I think is the best book ever written in the English language. And I happen to think that's a book called Middlemarch by George Eliot. And so I gave her this book excitedly. Well, she was very polite. But knowing her now, as I do, there's no way I'd give her that book today. Because I know all those intricate and long descriptive passages that I love, she hates. And all that stuff about what's going on inside people's heads. All she's interested in, what happens? What happens at the end? In fact, I'll tell you a secret about Kate. She is a terror for skipping to the end of the book and reading the last page. She does it all the time. That's all she's interested in. So when we get to know each other, we can really give what's something people appreciate or really use and need. You know, God knows us so well. He loves us so much. And he has given us the present that we all really needed. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? We're talking about Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. He's given us his son. Because he knew that's exactly who we needed. He could see our hearts with all our selfishness and greed and pride and all the things that separate us from him and get us fighting with each other. And he knew that somebody had to come and cancel that out by taking the blame for it. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus, God, came as his son to do that for us. But not only that, he knew that we needed new hearts, new life. We've been talking this week about living water. Do you remember that story about the living water? Well, that's really talking about the life that Jesus gives us, the new life that he gives us. And so he, because God did not leave him in the grave, but he raised him up to new life, and then he gives that new life to all who believe in him, all who then we become joined to him so that his life becomes our life. And that's exactly what we need, the one present we really needed. And the only reason we can accept that is because God knows us so well. If he didn't know us, he wouldn't be able to do that for us. Oh God, oh Lord, you have examined me. You know all about me. It might sound scary. It does sound scary. You think of a searchlight shining into your life, showing up all the bad things, like a torch going into the garden shed and seeing all the cobwebs and the snails and all the rest of it. But actually, that's good news. Because if we don't hide away from the light, if we allow the light to shine, then we allow God to do his work in us, and we can be friends with him, we can love him. That will help us to love one another. And we can, what the Bible says, we can walk in the light. There's another verse. There's some verses later on in the Bible, in the New Testament. If we can have those up, please, Micah. This is the message. This is 1 John 1:5-10. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we pretend there's nothing wrong with us, if we hide away from the Lord's examination, if we hide away from his light, then we end up still being not friends with God, and we end up fooling ourselves. And it's a terrible place to be, because one day we know we will be found out. We will. God sees. He will judge us one day. But if we can come to him and let him search us, and then respond to him and ask for forgiveness because Jesus has come and died for us, and accept his new life, then we can walk in the light, and he'll go on showing us things, and we'll go on responding. That's what the Christian life is all about. And so we grow closer to him. That's what being a Christian means, walking in that light. And it's a wonderful place to be. There's no better life than this. So although that psalm may be scary, that God knows everything about us, actually, it is such good news. And one of the things it means is that it frees you from the fear of what other people think about you. What other people think about you, they don't know nearly as much about you as God knows about you. And he's the one you should care about. So that when you think other people are looking down on you, just remind yourself, God knows everything. And he still loves you. He still loves you. Think of the most shameful thing in your life you can think of. God knows it. He still loves you. He wants you to deal with that, but he still loves you. You know, there are things I've done in my life that I don't understand. Things, tendencies in me. Why do I behave this way at certain times? Why do I react that way? Why on earth did I do that? I don't understand. But God understands why. He understands why. Perfectly. He doesn't condone those if they're bad things, but he does understand. And that means I can just go to him and open myself up to him. Lord, I don't understand me, but you do. So please go on working in me, walking in the light. That's good news. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much that you do know everything about us. We know we try to hide things from you. How foolish is that when you see everything anyway? Help us to walk in your light. Help us to be open with you. And if we're open with you, then they have nothing to hide from anybody else. Thank you that you've sent Jesus because you loved us so much. You sent him to save us, to clean us from all those bad things. And so that we don't have to be anxious about opening up and letting you search us. Thank you, Lord. We love you, and we want to love you much, much more. Give us your spirit to do that, I pray.